FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hey, folks, what's up? It's 906 John Potter, live and local every Saturday night to noon. Weather forecast, outstanding. Red flag warning is on, though. Starts at 11 this morning. Currently 73 degrees in Reno. Your traffic, we have 395 northbound, is detoured. In Minden at Johnson Lane, there was an earlier crash there. Just took a look at the camera. Looks like it may last for another half hour or so. Northbound 395 Johnson Lane. I'm John Potter, and in Carson City running the show is Mr. Craig. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
It's going very well this morning, John. Thank you for being there.
I have to talk fast. We have, five guests?
Oh, even more than that, I think, isn't it?
Six guests on the show today.
Yeah, it's jam-packed.
They are all paid to the station, but these guests are very interesting. I think four are running for office. And, we're going to get into some stuff you really should know. We're going to get into, do they support the spread of these data centers? Can CD2, our congressional seat, turn blue? One guest thinks it's possible. We'll get into the lands bill, the petition against transgenders in school sports in Nevada, the Save America Act, IDs when you vote. So it's going to be very interesting, very educational show for today. And we have one guest running for office. He's in the lobby, and you'll hear him in about 15 minutes. I'm also very nervous today that I'm going to sound cheap here, but I don't care. Everybody is acting cheap now, right? The way things are. I got this gas-guzzling diesel truck, and for the second time now, I've been driving around while the gas gauge says low. Okay, now it usually counts down how many miles I have to go on my gas tank, but when it goes under 50, it just says low. Thanks a lot for the information. And I've been driving it around for a couple of days. I was very nervous about getting here. I just can't. I have a real difficulty paying $6.20 a gallon for diesel. I put it off. And every day I'm like, okay, Trump, we're going to wrap up this war, right? I'm waiting for the day. The war gets wrapped up, the prices drop, and I don't think it's going to happen. So I'm going to putt-putt over to the nearest possible gas station. I don't even know if I'm going to make it. But if I run out of gas, my wife is going to kill me. What's going on, Craig? Were you one of the millions who got the missing person Amber Alert text on Thursday? Was it? Yeah, Thursday.
On Thursday, and then I got another thing for something last night for a missing person.
Might have been the same one. You can't tell. These texts are like, where's the information? My phone blasted. Like the ICBMs from Russia were coming. The missing person, at least the first one, if you got multiple, oh, you poor man, you got multiple texts?
I got the one Thursday for that, yeah. for the child, the five-year-old child.
Oh,
then,
okay. No.
Then last night I got two or three for a missing person out of Las Vegas, I think it was.
No kidding. I got it. I thought I got that one. I got that on Thursday. I did get the child one. No dispute about that. That is fine. The missing person was found dead, and come to find out, it was actually sent out after he was found dead on Wednesday. My update text. Yeah, I got more than one, too, come to think of it, on this guy. One of the texts just said, KTHXBYE. The original one said 75YOA551300LBSWHT hair, bro, eyes, UNK, CLRD, t-shirt, BLK, PNTS. Is it seriously that hard to send out a coherent message with all the relevant information? It doesn't even have the sex of the person or their race or a vehicle. You know, there's room on the text for that, you know. And we get texts from people that just go on forever. And this is a Vegas case. No reporters are coming up with, hey, why are we getting this from Vegas? And why can't we understand it? Somebody do a story on that. It's just an absolute waste of an alert. And it freaked me out when it came through. I didn't know my phone could be that loud.
You know, I think, John, people still don't realize how far away Reno is from Vegas. So they include it in everything.
Well, yeah, government. But you know what, Craig? It's bad because it's going to trigger people to opt out of these alerts. So anyway, I don't want to start off griping here this morning. I got my own troubles. I don't want to add to them for you folks. The weather forecast, the National Weather Service now has a red flag warning up for most of all northern Nevada, in effect starting in less than 2 hours this morning through the evening for gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour and humidity dropping as low as 10%. And early voting is over. Voting totals were very low. 9.4% of mail-in ballots returned statewide and a little over 94,000 voted in person statewide. You can still vote. You can still register to vote. Primary day is Tuesday. And we have election coverage starting at 7 p.m. Tuesday night right here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM with Craig Swope and Greg Neft. And as I said this morning, we have folks running for office joining us this morning. We have a good man running for Congress, two running for Lyon County Commission. Lyon County, you got to hear what these our first guest has four people running in that race. We have a candidate for Assembly 40 that covers east of Reno, I think I-80 down to Carson City, including part of Tahoe. Douglas County Republicans, too. Douglas County, tune in for that. They're going to be talking election. We get into the candidates. The NV right-to-work laws are under attack. There's a lot to talk about and stuff you should be very interested in, folks. This is big news. The Nevada Health Authority says it's pausing the issuance of new state licenses for hospice and home health over fraud concerns. A press release from the governor I got says a six-month moratorium on new enrollments for Nevada Medicaid until state officials validate and confirm the legitimacy of home health providers. Apparently, there's been a lot of fraud with this. It says many are diverting stolen payments to offshore accounts before the state can act. Now, there's a large number of home health aides out here. I don't know about Nevada, but California, I looked it up, has 140 home health aides for every 1,000 people over the age of 65. Often it's family members. They're getting paid by the taxpayer to take care of their family. I know somebody doing this. His wife is a home health provider for her 80-year-old mother who lives with them. He told me his wife only gets paid equivalent to a part-time job, even though the workday never ends for her. And his wife is paying back her college bills with the money that the taxpayer gives her for looking after her mom. I may be from an earlier day. I recognize society changes some things over time, but I think if your mom needs to be cared for, that's your privilege. That's your obligation. That's your family responsibility, and the taxpayer, frankly, has nothing to do with it. Wasn't mom wiping your behind when you were a kid? Didn't she suckle you at her breast? Didn't she feed you and love you and give up a youthful figure and maybe some of her dreams and spent the flower of her adult life caring and providing for you? Anyway, I bet it. I don't want to get into that either. Sad. Oh boy. Now I'm happy. I have five guests. That's a wonderful thing. More guests, less me. Bringing the world down. I'm so sorry about that, but it's breaking news, and you ought to know. All right, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to have our first candidate up next after this short break. Stay with us till noon. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:16.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk time is 9:20. Sitting in the studio with me is Micah Triplett. I pronounced that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Micah is one of four candidates running for the Lyon County Commission District 5. How's the campaign going, my friend?
It's going really well. It's been great getting around and having Q&A events, getting to talk to people all over Lyon County, learn the different communities' demographics, concerns, wants, needs, desires, hopes, and it's been going good.
What are people telling you? Fix this.
I think anytime you're doing kind of campaigning stuff, people are going to have those hot topic items that they want addressed. Like Dayton has a bridge that they've been needing for a long time. North Lyon.
They want a bridge in Dayton.
Well, they need another bridge. I mean, that's been a long-term discussion. Even when I was a firefighter over there, they've been needing a second access across the river there. And then you've got North Lyon, and the fire district there is completely understaffed. That's a big issue and a hot topic. Yarrington, we've got data centers coming in that are very concerning for people. And then, protecting rural agricultural communities is a big part of the southern part of the county. So just learning the different demographics and the hopes and desires and the relative needs to each of those communities has been eye-opening.
For some reason, Lyon County is very big on data centers. The county has taken steps to pave the way for this 14-building data center campus. You said in a candidate forum, quote, "We need taxable earnings to support our infrastructure." You told the Nevada Independent that you are not a, quote, "blanket pro-data center advocate," but rather someone who wants to promote growth in Lyon County and support its agricultural heritage.
Yeah, no, so this is one of the things we were briefly touching on before we actually started talking. It's the idea of taking argumentation and advocacy coursework before engaging on social media. But there's a lot of logical fallacies. Like initially, there's a false dichotomy there saying you're for this or against it, when in a Dillon state, you can't really be either for it or against it. You have to scrutinize each project individually for what it brings and what impacts it has. And that's a tough position to take for a lot of folks that move here from California, where it's more of a home rule. And if the neighbors all rise up and sign a petition, well, that council and commission better listen. But in Nevada, we have property rights too. So as a constitutional republic, we cannot have tyranny of the majority either. So balancing that is important. But recognizing the differences in projects is also important. You know, when you have a private property sale that's adjacent to an industrial zone and the zone change follows the rules of NRS, the general law, it's hard to just blanket say no to it, especially if it does bring a taxable earning in a tax deficited community. But that's a lot different than going to a BLM project too.
There are limits, right? I mean, yeah, a 14 building data center campus that really comes up against agricultural heritage.
It certainly does.
I mean, you have the space, right?
Well, so that particular project right there on that 505 acres is directly adjacent to a couple concerning things, namely the game ranch. It's right there by the game ranch, and I think that's something we need to be protecting. But it's also adjacent to the largest switch station in Nevada, which is the power company right there for Churchill. And in the valley, on the most northern part, if you look, I think when we go to make these decisions, you can't just look at just the future impacts. You also have to look at the past. What was the past opportunity with that property in that particular spot?
that 505 acres was half alfalfa and half sand. And the owner actually came in open meeting and said, I would encourage anyone else to come and grow on this land.
Yeah, I just wish with these proposals, they just, some reporter just lays it out. How much tax break do they want?
Right.
How much power do they want? And can we handle it without extra cost to the residents? And the same with water. That's what we want to know.
Right.
And that's what you're going to make sure this comes out in the details on this 14-building data center campus if elected, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I was the first person in the candidacy to start discussing the NRS, which is for water, which is 533 and 534. Yeah. You know, one of the things about that zone change a lot of people overlooked is when they changed it from ag to industrial, they actually changed the amount of water that could be appropriated to it. As I understand it, they get a haircut on their water rights because it's a different use for the water. So if they're going to actually be appropriated less water, we need to ask ourselves if that's a net benefit or a net positive now, because that changes the scenario.
I'm so glad you're not so gung-ho one way or the other. Now here's a question. We have a commercial running on this station, and I just wonder, are the Lyon County commissioners in two camps now? Because the radio commercial pushes you and Scott Keller, while this is the other guy's running. Are there alliances now with the Lyon County elections?
I am in no alliance. So that ad, I had no idea was coming out.
One of these PACs or something?
It turns out it is from a PAC. And, you know, like I've been telling people, I will put my best foot forward, but it's never with the intention of tripping someone else. You know, I have nothing negative to say about somebody else. I don't need to erode anyone else's character to make mine look good. You know, I am who I am, and I'm a man of strong character, and I am just as supportive. You know, going back to this, I think it's important to recognize that this race is very small, and whoever wins, we need to be able to work together. If I lose this race, I want to be able to work with the people that ad was kind of ad hominem attacking a little bit. Not saying
that's
true.
Not you.
No, it's not me. It's not my nature. In fact, like at least two of my other campaign opponents, we plan on sitting down with the incumbent who's not running again and having a drink on the 10th, because we realize these small communities need collaborators. Mm-hmm. You know, we may not agree on everything, but this is a small town with big, well, this is a small county with a lot of small towns with big projects coming, and we need diverse thinking, and we need objective thinking, mm-hmm. and we need to have the ability to come together. Like I was saying, we need force and magnitude. Lyon County is the third largest county, and it's the fastest growing.
I was going
to
say,
and we need to take all of these communities that are siloed and bring them together so that we can be force and magnitude at the legislature. Because if we really want to affect change, like if the community is truly adamantly against data centers, it's a lot harder to come to a county commission with a petition where they're following NRS and still Dillon state law and trying not to get the county sued. It's a lot different than putting the whole county together and lobbying at the state where they can actually impact the NRSs that these counties and cities have to follow. It's just knowing what the rules are. You know, we have a lot of folks that are very passionate on social media, and rightfully so. Some of these fears are very concerning. You know, you start reading about the Georgia data center just annihilating water and power and infrastructure, and you have to take a step back and actually look at that and compare and contrast to the proposals that are coming this way, and how many things are in sync, mm-hmm. and how many things are different, and scrutinize those through the PUD process, through the planned unit development. So this particular project it's only a zone change, a master plan amendment so far. It hasn't actually been approved yet. So we get to go in and actually start scrutinizing the details. And if there are impacts, we need to have those impacts identified early on.
And tell us.
And we need to communicate.
Tell us what they are. You mentioned social media. Are you on it?
I am. Facebook.
Okay. Facebook. Sure. What's your campaign Facebook?
It's just Micah T. Triplett. And my website's really simple, too. It's MicahTriplett.com.
All right. Micah spelled M-I-C-A-H. Triplet with two T's. Michael, thanks. Micah, thank you for coming on here and letting people in Lyon County have a better idea who to support. You're one of four running for Lyon County Commission District 5.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm John Potter, live and local. Time for Fox News, and then we take local news from Greg Neft back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Morning, morning, morning. Welcome back. John Potter, alive and local. Current temperature in Reno, 74 degrees. Northbound 395 still blocked off at Johnson Lane from an earlier crash. They'll detour you out there if you're going northbound at Minden. 395 Johnson Lane. Well, hi there, Derek.
Good morning, John. How are you?
All right, sir. We're just bemoaning the fact during the local news about we're prisoners in this town. We can't get out. We're too busy. And you have not been out of like a vacation or anything for how many years? 14?
14, 15 years, yeah.
How do you keep a woman?
She's here with me all the time.
Yes,
she wants to leave the country and she wants to go on vacation.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
When are we going to get a passport? I got to work, though. Okay, so do you. You have great news on your updated advanced skin cream at BrainHealthFormulas.com. This is a whole new market for you. I've been using your skin cream for, 2 years?
Yeah.
Love it. I think it's just the greatest. I'm always begging for more. But you've updated it?
Yeah. So after reading a ton of research.
And what's it good for?
Oh, wow. It's good for just about everything. So if you have cuts, bruises, open wounds, if you have muscle soreness, muscle tightness, arthritis, inflammation, even acne, mosquito bites, spider bites, put a little dab of this skin serum on, and it'll disappear within hours, most of the time with spider bites and mosquito bites. With acne, it drastically improves how we repair the acne. With open wounds, wound healing, muscle tightness, muscle soreness, tendon issues, just putting the skin serum on those inflamed areas, it improves inflammation really, really fast, usually within 30, 40 minutes.
What about, and I just got a case of this, sunburn?
Whenever I get sunburned, I actually slather up with it, because the reason we get sunburned is...
Before you go out or just to repair?
I put it on every morning before I leave the house. So what that does is it has more sulfur in it. Mosquitoes don't like sulfur. And so it helps hydrate our skin also. So if we think about being out in the sun for long periods of time when we get sunburned, what's happening is the UV from the sun is actually dehydrating our skin, is why it burns. And so what the skin serum is, there's a lot of hyaluronic acid in it, and it's DMSO based. So DMSO is sulfur. Sulfur carries the hyaluronic acid and the copper peptide through the layers of skin, starts to rehydrate the skin that much faster. And so because hyaluronic acid is what provides the fluid within our layers of skin.
But hyaluronic acid doesn't damage the skin?
No, that's what got burned. That's what got dehydrated. That's how our skin gets dehydrated, is it chews up the hyaluronic acid, and that's why our skin burns in the first place. Oh. It's because it removes all the fluid, so then it burns. And so this is going to get hyaluronic acid back into the skin layers that much faster. And so it drastically improves the skin healing. You probably won't peel as fast if you peel at all, but you can repair the layers of skin that much faster.
I'm sorry. Every time I hear acid, I picture like an episode of the Munsters with the beaker and the...
Yeah, bird. Sulfuric acid will kill you. But this hyaluronic acid, we actually produce it. The older we get, the less we produce, is bottom line. And so in the skin serum,
And your skin needs it.
Skin needs it. It's necessary.
That's a long list. Bumps, bruises, wounds, open sores, inflammation, tendon, and muscle pain. As a matter of fact, that's when I first wanted to try it, because
right.
I had that issue with my ankle.
Yeah.
Mosquito bites, spider bites.
Yep. Put that on there, and it heals up really, really fast.
What's in it?
Hyaluronic acid, DMSO, copper peptide. Those are the three ingredients. That's it. I use... saline, so sodium chloride's in it, 0.9%. And I also use benzyl alcohol to help stabilize it so it doesn't rot, so it doesn't turn into a bacterial powerhouse and just ferment. So I use sodium chloride, mm-hmm. and I use benzyl alcohol to stabilize it. That's it. Those are the only two components.
Now, these come in rather sizable glass bottles with a dropper, a squeeze dropper at the top. How yep. many ounces are in these?
100 milliliters. So roughly okay. 100, I think it's 100, 150
About the size
ounces.
Of your hand, folks. And it has a dropper, and you put a little bit on your fingers, and you move it over the face.
Yep.
Okay, I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's great. I love it. And you've received some testimonials about this?
People who've had, even we had an individual this week who has had, he damaged a muscle in his thumb from driving a truck. And nothing had worked in over 15 years. He started massaging that into his thumb, and there's no more pain in his thumb. And so he was extremely grateful for that. And so that's just one of the newest things. And people all the time with arthritis just apply it to their knees or the elbows, ankles, and just massage it in. And usually within a couple of days, that pain's either completely gone or significantly reduced. And so it works that fast.
Well, that's not the only product you get testimonials about. Which products are people lately talking about? What are people saying on the other products, and what are they? Some feedback.
One of the things that I've enjoyed the most recently is NeuroCell and Longevity Formula. I take those first thing in the morning.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, yeah. Longevity Formula and NeuroCell. Those two both work on similar principles. They both work on improving NAD production. They work together. They work in tangent. And so that just gives me so much energy first thing in the morning that oftentimes I even forget to take Restore because I just feel so good just with those two alone. And so I love those two. A lot of people are just buying NeuroCell. Some people like to take Longevity Formula with other products, with Restore as an example. I mean, it just helps people feel better, have more energy, have more drive. And you can also at the same time feel more content with doing nothing, just relaxing, which is also very important to have the energy to go throughout the day. Because if we don't.
That is perfect for me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to relax. I'm 71 working hard.
Yeah.
And when I'm not working, I don't know what to do with myself. I just get, antsy. And
yeah.
I hate it.
Sometimes, if we can just sit down, put our feet up for 30 minutes during the day, that just gives our body that 30 minutes of downtime to actually relax, repair a little bit, and then go forward. And we can actually get a lot more done if we can just sit down and allow ourselves to heal a little bit during the day. It's really fascinating how the body really functions.
Okay, so the products you just talked about are Longevity and NeuroCell.
That's correct.
Okay, at brainhealthformulas.com. How's the website? Did you change it?
No, I'm on a conference call with the guy later today. There's a lot we need to change. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. He's redone all the labels. It's a process. It's a lot. It's involved, very involved. And it's a real challenge because every website, we've built three websites so far. And every time I just kind of launch it, even though it's not complete, and I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to make sure it's right off the bat because I hate going in and have to change things, have to repair things. Something doesn't work. People can't check out. People can't make payments. And I'm just good. So we're making sure it's going to work right the first time.
It's functional now.
Right? Yeah, it's functional now, but it's all the wording is there's a lot of like the product page. He doesn't have it listed like in like it doesn't have the bundles in a category. He has it all kind of chaotic. And so this is the hard part I have is trying to communicate to someone I'm not sitting in front of what needs to change. And so it's a process.
I find the page on your bioresonance scanner fascinating. We're going to get into that in our second and final segment up next. This is Derek Lee, a brain health formulas.com. Check out a product, especially the updated advanced skin serum. What's the name of that? Is that the name?
That is the name of it. Yeah. Okay. Advanced skin serum. That's it.
So simple. And Longevity and NeuroCell are what we were just talking about. Brainhealthformulas.com. All right. One more segment up next shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 944.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
with the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current temperature in Reno, 75 degrees. Don't forget the red flag fire weather warning starting in a little over an hour from now, going throughout the day. After Derek, our next guest is running for Nevada Assembly District 40. That's a bit east of Reno. Covers our state capital, I think Story County, Washoe Valley, Virginia City. And so if you live there in that district, you'll want to hear that. That's coming up after the 10 o'clock Fox News. I'm John Potter. Derek Lee with us for one more segment. Okay. One more thing about the Advanced Skin Serum. You have two skin lotions, right?
Yeah, one we're not going to release till next week. We don't have labels for it. I just found out yesterday the graphics designer's on vacation. So we got one more week for the next one to come out. Okay. Yeah.
Now, what was the testimonial you got from somebody who had a thyroid issue?
We've actually had three people comment this week how cell repair has really improved their thyroid function, where one individual actually got off their thyroid medications because they were able to repair their thyroid with just cell repair. So that was pretty
impressive.
That's
not the serum, is it?
No, this is a capsule. It's also part of the necessity bundle. And I believe that the people who have actually completely repaired their thyroid was taking the necessity bundle, which is Restore, Dopexil, and Cell Repair. However, there's other people who are just taking Cell Repair and also have been able to repair their thyroid function with just that.
Repair,
where they got completely off their thyroid medications just with the products. Yeah.
Wow. Three people.
Yep.
Wow. So updates on the bioresonance scanner.
Yeah, this is a fun
you have
one.
Updates? I thought it was already top of the line. Well, this can't be improved. And
it is. This is more results of people who experiencing. And so one of the things that's being very apparent is that everyone's dehydrated. People are not drinking enough water. That's everyone is experiencing that.
Everyone.
Every single person is not drinking enough water. Doesn't even if they think they're drinking a lot. What we're seeing with every single person is they're not drinking enough. So what to help things be more efficient, just try to drink a minimum of 60 ounces of water a day, roughly 2 quarts. Try to drink more if you can. If you can just drink 2 quarts of water a day, that is going to help your health extraordinarily carry you along and to reduce any type of ailment. The other thing we found with just about everyone has been microorganisms. Even microorganisms in our nervous system. And so that's what's disrupting a lot of electrical communication in the brain, from the brain to the body, is microorganisms are in our nervous system and disrupting electrical communication. Might sound disturbing, however, we are 100% accurate with that. That is constant, including myself. Everyone who's scanned has microorganisms in the nervous system. We start weakening those microorganisms. They start to feel better. Depression goes away. Anxiety goes away. And so this is what we found is everyone has improved their, if they have people have anxiety, if people have depression, that has weakened just on day one. And so, but because we're repairing the nervous system, that's all electrical. And so it's been fascinating. Everyone has had such a huge difference. Majority of the people have had improved their sleep quality just starting from day one. And so these are things we like to talk about. It's what people have noticed, what people have experienced, and our observations of the people as well.
You touched on nobody drinks enough water, and that's one of my tenets in life now. Two things in my life. I drink a ton of water, and I move a lot. I walk 2 hours a day.
It's impressive.
No kidding. I walk an hour to work, and I walk home an hour. The two don't go together, though. Because you cannot find an open frickin' public restroom.
Nope.
I'm serious. I mean, I'm McDonald's. They put that combination lock on the doors. I know a supermarket. Their restroom has been out of order for, I think, 2 years. They just don't want people using it. And even our wonderful Reno Public Market. If you don't buy coffee in the morning from that coffee shop in there, the security guard won't let you use the restroom.
Wow.
That's so it's difficult to do those two together.
Yep.
If you're out walking a lot and drinking water. I don't know why I brought that up. I'm just sorry about that. So the scanner not only spots these things in your body, But you're saying it actually eliminates those microorganisms. How?
Yeah. We use frequency. So it's all pre-programmed. We've identified hundreds of different microorganisms from viruses, from bacteria. We've been able to detect different types of Lyme disease. Babesia is a byproduct of Lyme disease, and we can weaken that also. So there's frequencies. Each one of these microorganisms has a specific frequency, and we can tell the program to disrupt that bacteria, that fungus, that candida, that virus, that parasite. And so we found that with everyone, and we start weakening those microorganisms to the point of non-existent, even mold. We found mold in the nervous system. We found mold in the brain. We found mold in just about every part of the body so far. And so we just slowly weaken it. And so we don't ever get a Herx reaction, which is your body freaking out because we killed too many things off at once, because we clear the lymph nodes. We improve the lymph nodes, which is our dumpster, and we clear the lymphatic vessel, which is how it's the pathway to get to the garbage can. Then we dump the garbage can. And so we are very, very thorough with the whole process of a systemic approach of killing microorganisms, removing the trash, clearing the pathway to the trash. And so it's very, very, we're very efficient at what we do.
The scan itself takes, you said 20 minutes, was it?
The scan itself only takes about 20 minutes. The whole entire process takes about 2 hours because we explain all the reports. We explain
when everything. Look at the photos.
And then we go back in. After the scan, we print all the information. So you go home with a huge binder of data. And we explain what the reports show. And then we go back in. And then we do corrective therapy at the same time. So this is included.
The website does an excellent job of explaining this bioresonance scanner and how it works. I mean, I'm like, when it comes to this kind of stuff, speak to me like I'm seven, you know? So on the website, it's very plain. It's very visual, pictures and everything. Go to brainhealthformulas.com and make your appointment to get the scanner done. What are you? How booked up are you?
We're booked up through next week. We have already scheduled appointments for the next 2 weeks, but it's not full yet. We've had over 20 people this week call and tell us that they're excited to do the scans because they're waiting for the kids to get out of school. They're waiting for their own circumstances to clear up before they can actually schedule so they can commit. And so we have a lot of communication that people are very excited to do this, and a lot of people are excited to get off their medications like Xanax, like type 2 medication, type 2 diabetes medication, thyroid medication, and people are really excited because of what they're hearing and what they're seeing.
Well, these bioresonance scanners just came out. You're one of the first to find out about them because you constantly read, is my impression.
Yeah,
constantly. Medical. So brainhealthformulas.com, all the details. And your location, how's that going?
Good. You know, we're still missing our sign on our front door. That's my fault, so I apologize for that.
Well, how do people know it's there then?
Give them the address, and I give them my phone number, 775-634-7789, and people get lost all the time. And
you can't make a little Xerox sign or something
there is,
for the
there
door?
There is one of those things on the door, but a lot of times it's not large enough. And so if you get close, just give me a call and I can direct you from there. Like a lot of people go to Trader Joe's or to Chuck E. Cheese, and then they call me, and then I explain to them how to get there from there.
The address is 780 Smithridge Drive, and your phone will take you right there to your door?
Yeah, just give me a call. And so it's they will, if you put in your Apple Maps or Google, it's 780 Smithridge Drive, Suite 450. And a lot of times it takes you right there.
450.
Yep. Sweet 450.
I didn't even have the 450 and I found you.
Yeah. That was amazing. Good job, John.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So inside there are shelves stacked with your products.
Yep.
You don't have to wait to get it delivered from online. You can just stop by next time you're at Trader Joe's there, Smithridge Plaza. It's kind of directly behind. There's kind of a driveway behind the stores, and that's where the shops are. And you're not alone. There's some other cool shops.
There's a lot of stuff in there, yeah.
Yeah, right. Some cool stuff.
Yep.
Right?
So, yeah, there's that. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is 775-634-7789. If you have questions about the the BioResonance scanner, feel free to call. If you have questions about products, feel free to give me a call. We're doing both, and we're doing really well.
All right, brainhealthformulas.com. Can people message you through that website?
Yeah, people email me all the time. People ask questions all the time, and people text me as well. And so if people like to text, that's my 775-634-7789 is text capable. That's my cell phone. So feel free to reach out in any way, shape, or form you can.
All right. We talked about neurogenesis. We talked, is that right?
Neurocell.
Neurocell, okay. Neurocell longevity capsules. And, of course, the bioresonance scanner. You ought to give it a name.
Well, that's the best I can do. Yeah, Fred. Restore is always our staple. Restore keeps everyone.
Of course.
Restore keeps us all going. Activates the brain. Activates the immune system. Balances the immune system. Helps communicate from brain to the gut. We've got a lot of different angles with all of it.
And we talked about the updated advanced skin serum. All of this available at brainhealthformulas.com. All right, super. Always interesting talking to you and finding out more stuff.
Absolutely.
About your amazing products. The Derek Lee, thank you so much for coming by again.
Thank you, John.
All right. Coming up, Fox News is up next. After that, we're going to be talking to another candidate. Primary election day is Tuesday. If you live in District 40, Julie Butler for Nevada Assembly. We're going to have her on next. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.